AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode number 7 of the Play Action Podcast. I'm, of course, joined here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Week 4 is in the books for the NFL season. What'd you think of the week?
I'd say overall pretty great week. We had a lot of close games, definitely a lot to talk about moving forward, so what do you say we start with the first game of the week, Thursday night, Dolphins at Bengals?
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting a lot closer of a game. Definitely were some concerns going into the game with Tua. Most people were, you know, a bit skeptical of whether he should play, and I think we found out as the game went on, he probably shouldn't have played, left early with what looked like an awful head injury. I mean, hit his head. Hands were throwing up gang signs. I mean,
and it was on Amazon Prime, so they just like kept showing it.
Yeah, they did really show a lot of replays.
They couldn't like really cut away from it. But so yeah, Teddy Bridgewater ended up filling in, but the Bengals did get the win, 27-15. And I do believe that I remember seeing something about the not like one of the trainers or one of the like lead doctors got actually fired from released from the Dolphins because of that.
The NFL is definitely going to heighten their concussion protocol from now on forward, because luckily Tua did leave the hospital that night
and went home with the team.
Yeah, so I think he's doing a lot better. I don't think he's playing next week, but we can talk about those type of injuries later. But I mean, Teddy Bridgewater fills in for Tua and, plays a pretty Teddy Bridgewater game with 193, a touchdown, and an interception. So, you know, nothing to go home about. But, I mean, you know, I'd say the biggest part of this Dolphins offense was Tyreek Hill. 10 receptions, 160 yards. I remember him saying to a reporter, he said, no matter who's throwing to him, he's going to put up stats. He said to the reporter, I believe, if the reporter was throwing to him, he'd still put up stats. So, you know, Tyreek's always going to find a way to get open. So.
And, yeah, Waddle, on the other hand, not his best week. Only 2 catches for 39 yards.
Yeah, definitely a shock.
Definitely a shock. But on the Bengals side, Joe Burrow with 287 and 2 touchdowns. So they're finally starting to look better. Yeah. T. Higgins with a big game, 124 yards. And Chase with 81.
Yeah,
and then Mixon, 24 carries, 61 yards. So not the best average. They were just
do force feed him the ball even whenever he's not, you know, putting up great production value. But they continue to, you know, force feed him the ball no matter what. And also on the Bengals, 2 interceptions for Von Bell. So
pretty solid.
Yeah,
game there.
Very big game. But I think the Bengals needed to win this game to prove that they're back into that form that they used to be in. A lot of people were kind of starting to write them off, but they definitely played an amazing game overall.
It moves them to 2-2 now, and the Dolphins, with their first loss, are now 3-1.
Yeah, also, another thing, the Bengals, all white unis in this game.
Beautiful. Oh yeah, I like those.
The white, now that the NFL has allowed alternate helmets, beautiful.
I'm interested to see what other teams are gonna.
Yeah,
come
I definitely.
Up with.
I'm hoping for some very clean helmets coming out in the future. But yeah, that's about all you know you can really say about this game.
And moving forward, we have the game in London Sunday morning: Vikings versus Saints. With the Vikings winning 28-25. Pretty close one in London.
Definitely hurt some people's fantasy teams with out of nowhere, Alvin Kamara just doesn't play. Shout out to Julian.
Sleeping in.
Yeah,
realizing he didn't say your lineup that's gotta be.
I mean, he didn't even have any injury like things, and next thing you know, he's not playing on the Sunday morning game. So, you know, unfortunate, but Vikings do squeak at the win, 28-25. So, yeah, I mean, just a pretty decent game. Kirk Cousins, 273, a touchdown and an interception.
And Jefferson bounced back after, I forget.
Yeah, almost two not-so-great weeks.
Yeah, but almost 150 yards, 10 receptions, no touchdowns, so it was still a big game.
That is a very big game.
And then the Saints losing on that.
Justin Jefferson did have a rushing touchdown.
Oh, yeah. One carry for 3 yards. Yeah. But the Saints losing on that doinked field goal.
Double doinked.
Yeah, that
it looked like it was going in. I feel their coach, the Saints coach, saw it like doink, and he thought it went in, and then I saw someone tell it to him.
That.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely unfortunate. You hate to see that. But then on the other side of the ball for the Saints, is what some people call the Ginger Kirk Cousins. Andy Dalton throws for 236 and a touchdown. Definitely, as you can see, relied on the run game. Latavius Murray, 57 yards and a touchdown. And Taysom Hill, 21 yards and a touchdown.
And Ingram with 30. So, yeah, definitely spread out the ball pretty decent amount. Chris Olave with 67 yards and a touchdown.
His rookie season is looking very good. Could definitely.
He's probably looking like the
offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, best rookie receiver up to this point.
Yeah, definitely. But then, I mean, not much other things happened. I mean, the Saints, what a horrible way to lose. It's really unfortunate, but I mean, I will say there was a couple missed calls earlier in the game. There was a pass interference called on, who was it? They called a defensive pass interference on a deep Adam Thielen play. But if you look at the replay, Adam Thielen grabbed the defender's face mask.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, so definitely a missed opportunity for the Saints. They could have gotten a huge stop, but instead the Vikings get the ball on the 1 yard line. So, yeah, definitely unfortunate for the Saints, but, you know, hopefully they got to try and bounce back next week at a lesser opponent in the Seahawks. So,
and they should have Kamara.
Yeah, so definitely.
So that will definitely help.
They're hoping for a bigger game. But next up, who no one would expect, the highest scoring game.
By far.
Yeah, which was actually a scoregami, if anyone's interested. The first ever time a score has ended 48-45, Seahawks get the win.
Wow.
Like, just points all over. Definitely an exciting game to watch.
I mean, yeah, Geno Smith, 320 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. Jared Goff, almost 400 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Yeah, and
only one sack the entire game.
Like, both quarterbacks put up 300-plus yards, and so you're probably like, oh, they didn't run the ball much. Both teams had 100-yard rushers, with Rashard Penny getting 151, 2 touchdowns, and Jamal Williams filling in for DeAndre Swift getting 108 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Just absolutely monster
just
game.
Just no defense being played. T.J. Hockenson.
Yeah, T.J. Hockenson, 179 and 2 touchdowns.
Which is a, I believe, a Lions record for receiving yards in a game for a tight end for the Lions.
Oh, wow.
So, huge game for T.J. Hockenson. Even Josh Reynolds played pretty good, 81 yards and a touchdown. But D.K. Metcalf also.
Big week for him. 7 receptions, 149. Lockett almost with 100.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I always think that Tyler Lockett's going to do a lot worse than he actually does. I just feel like he's so old, he's probably going to stop producing, but
he always has those weeks.
He continues to play great, so.
But yeah, I mean, Lions, they didn't have Swift, they didn't have Amon-Ra St. Brown, but the offense was still, I mean, I know the Seahawks defense isn't anything to really worry about, but still, just a complete offensive showing.
Yeah, and then I think the biggest thing for the Lions is their defense has given up so many points. I think they're on pace to give up the most points in NFL history right now. So definitely they need to figure something out. They're not doing anything defensively.
Yeah, week one they gave up 38 to the Eagles, then they gave up 27 to the Commanders, 24 to the Vikings, and they just gave up 48 here. So
yeah, they.
But I think they have like, don't they have the most points scored too?
I think they have some of the most points scored. Like, yeah.
I guess they're just up there as far
as... Yeah, they're, I mean, if they even had an average defense, they'd probably be, you know, 3-1 right now. Yeah, but
so it's, I mean, I feel like 1-3 doesn't do them justice. I think they're still playing like a solid team.
I agree. I think that they have a good team. And I think, you know, just clean up the defense. I like what Dan Campbell's doing. I think if they clean up that defense, they could do a lot of damage in the future. But we can move on next to a game that, you know, wasn't great if you're a Steelers fan. Jets win 24-20 in Acrisure Stadium. Yeah, just unfortunate.
I think the the main thing everyone really cares about is Kenny Pickett coming in at halftime.
Finally coming
everybody, in. Everybody was just waiting for it.
Yeah, after Mitch Trubisky starts off with only 84 yards and an interception.
No, it was like, we only had 3 points going into halftime.
I mean,
against
Mike
Jets
Tomlin.
Defense.
Mike Tomlin needed, you know, a spark. He puts in Kenny Pickett. And it's, so the stat sheet says 120 yards and 3 interceptions. I really don't think, really, in my personal opinion, I don't think any of them were really his fault. The one, he threw up a jump ball to his 6'4 receiver who was getting guarded
Claypool,
by
Claypool fumbled it. Like jostled it midair. So that was his first throw. Man. And then he had the one, or the one at the very end was a Hail Mary interception, so that doesn't really count.
And then one of them, just a bit out of reach for,
I forget who
It was the tight end, I don't know why I'm blanking on his name.
Not Freiermuth?
Yeah, Freiermuth. Just out of reach, once again tipped into a defender's
hands.
That one,
not really all his fault, but that one was pretty costly in giving the Jets the ball back.
Did have 2 rushing touchdowns for Kenny Pickett, so, you know, definitely some bright spots. But I definitely think he is the better quarterback. He just showed he showed a lot of, you know.
And we did Mike Tomlin, he is at the top of the
he is
depth
now
chart now, so he's going to have a tough upcoming schedule, though. Bills next week.
Yeah, Bills.
And then they got the Bucks coming up too. Like, so
he's gonna be
tested pretty hard to start.
Worked. But then on the other side of the ball, Zach Wilson makes his
debut.
Return. You know, as some people say, the GOAT, Zach Wilson. He has 252 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, and did have a receiving touchdown thrown by Braxton Berrios. So.
Not a pretty good, I'd say pretty solid performance from him.
Especially against a good Steelers defense. I mean, definitely not a bad game. Breece Hall with, you know, becoming that number one back for the Jets, 66 yards and a touchdown. I definitely think he's going to start blossoming as the season goes on. And Corey Davis with 74 yards and a touchdown. So, you know, definitely not a bad game by the Jets in any way.
So Jets moved to 2-2. Looks like they're playing the Dolphins. So without Tua, but still gonna be a tough matchup. And then Steelers are now 1-3 with the Bills, Buccaneers, Dolphins, and Eagles up next. So very, very tough schedule coming up for them. But hopefully Pickett can continue to work into the offense and hopefully turn things around.
Also, one more thing about the Steelers. Alex Highsmith continues his great season with one. He only got 1 sack, but he is leading the league in sacks still with 6.5. So he continues.
Taking over TJ Watts.
Yeah, seriously. He's playing amazing right now. So you love to see that. But we can go up to our next game, Chicago Bears at New York Giants, where the Giants get the win 20-12. The Bears are horrible. There's nothing else to say.
There's not much to say. I mean, Justin Fields at 174 yards, no touchdowns. He did have 52 rushing yards. But I did think it was interesting. I think this was, like, a record, but just for the over-under on Justin Fields' passing yards for the game was set at 148.5.
Dang.
He ended up getting over it, but still. When it's that low.
That's crazy.
He only... 11 for 22, only threw 22 passes. Daniel Jones only threw 13.
He did get, which this is actually a pretty funny thing. Daniel Jones gets injured, so they take him out. Tyrod Taylor comes in for a couple plays, throws an interception, gets hurt. And on the next drive, Saquon Barkley was running quarterback for them, mostly just a bunch of wildcat plays, and it worked out pretty good. Saquon ends with 146 rushing
yards. 31 carries.
Yeah, and Daniel Jones did have 2 rushing touchdowns.
He did have that nice run.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, I mean, I wouldn't say he's playing good, but he's playing better than Daniel Jones usually plays. But the biggest thing is, if you have any of those receivers in fantasy, just not great. No one had more than 3 receptions or 25 yards. Definitely unfortunate. And Kenny Golladay continues to play awful after stealing so much money from the Giants.
I know. The Giants have to be regretting that. And, I mean, they didn't have Slayton. Or, no, they did have Slayton. Who went?
They didn't have
Sterling Shepard. Yeah. But they still... Offense still was able to pull out the win, but I think the big thing is just what the Bears are going to do, because I can't see them getting a single win the rest of the season with how their offense is playing.
Yeah, it's their offensive line doesn't give Justin Fields any time, and, it's...
He was sacked 6 times, too.
Yeah, just overall, such an awful game by... Bears. But, I mean, they have to figure out something. They were 5 for 15 on third downs. So...
And they're somehow 2-2.
Yeah,
Giants 3-1.
I do not know how the Bears are 2-2, but... I mean, now that the Bears are 2-2 and the Packers are 3-1, if the Packers win next week and the Bears lose, the Packers will now be the most winningest franchise in NFL history, which is definitely interesting to see.
Well, it looks like the Bears have the Vikings, Commanders, Patriots, and Cowboys coming up. So, I mean, definitely some winnable games, but
they're gonna have to
make a lot of adjustments, but it's possible.
Yeah, but that's all we got for that game. We can move on to the next one: Titans at Colts, where the Titans get a 24-17 win.
The Colts continue to struggle after showing some hope in beating the Chiefs, but
they're just
against the Titans, they just couldn't get it done.
I think the biggest thing is the Titans finally realized that their team plays better when they give the ball to Derrick Henry. He's finally getting a lot more carries, and he's doing a lot with him, 114 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, Tannehill only... 137 yards and 2 touchdowns. So Derrick Henry definitely, I mean, I know some defenses know how to stop that, which when that's really their only source of offense, but the Colts couldn't seem to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with the Colts. They just, Matt Ryan, 356 yards, 2 touchdowns and 1 interception, but they just really can't get anything going. Mo Alie-Cox was pretty much almost their entire offense with 85 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, same Jonathan Taylor, 20 carries, 42 yards. Then he did get injured, too.
Yeah, so just an all-round. I think it was a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, so I think he's out for...
Definitely a couple weeks.
At least a couple weeks. So not much upside for the 1-2-1 Colts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just realized the Colts have someone named Michael Strachan.
Not Strahan?
Yeah, I thought it wasn't Michael Strahan at first, and I was whoa, I've never seen that. But yeah, definitely embarrassing loss for the Colts. I don't know how they beat the Chiefs. I think it's only just because you, the fade god, put that
But it looks like the Colts have the Broncos, Jaguars, and they play the Titans again and Commanders. So, like, definitely still some winnable games, but
you don't even know if they're winnable at this point with how bad they've been playing. So,
yeah, they've definitely been the biggest shock. I mean, and also just even Jonathan Taylor for fantasy, pretty much the unanimous number one overall pick. Well, him and McCaffrey, but he's the RB22 for fantasy.
Yeah.
And now he's out for a couple weeks too, so.
Just unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
Yeah. All right, we can move to the next game. Chargers at Texans, where the Chargers get a 34-24 win. I mean, Chargers go up big, 27-7 at halftime, and then, you know, start to let that lead squeak away slowly, but end up getting the win. Austin Eckler has probably his biggest game of the year with 60 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, and then 49 receiving yards and 1 touchdown receiving. So Eckler finally having his breakout game for the year. But yeah, the Chargers, you know, I don't know.
They still don't have Keenan Allen. He's probably I think he's looking to come back for this upcoming week, but as for Houston, Damian Pierce with 14 carries, 131 yards and a touchdown.
Great.
He had the one super 75-yard run, but he's definitely playing better. He's definitely he was the only one that actually had a carry, it looks like.
Yeah.
On the box score there. So if you're a fantasy owner of him, you should be happy because he has a lot of upside coming his way.
Yeah. Davis Mills, 246 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. You'd prefer no interceptions, but I mean, overall, not a great game, not a horrible game. It's pretty good, all things considered. Yeah, against this
for
good
playing
defense.
The Chargers defense, Houston put up a pretty good fight.
Yeah.
But still looking for their first win of the season.
Oh, I didn't even realize that they have yet to win.
0-3-1. Looks like they have Jaguars, Raiders, Titans, Eagles coming up.
Oh, Raiders. They can beat the Raiders.
I don't know.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, Mike Williams played great without Keenan there. 7 receptions, 120 yards. But, I mean, overall, I feel like the Chargers have been disappointing me. Even though they got this 10-point win,
They haven't been playing, like, and dominating as much as we thought, or probably anyone really thought coming into the season.
Yeah, I definitely agree, but
Let's see. Chargers are playing the Browns this week. Then they have Broncos, Seahawks, Falcons.
So definitely some.
So I could see them going on a 4-game, well, I guess it'd be 5-game win streak here.
Yeah.
So it definitely.
Definitely something to look out for. But we can move on to the next game, which was Browns at Falcons, where the Falcons squeak out a 23-20 game. A lot of close games this week. And Falcons, you know, get them that win. Jacoby Brissett for the Browns, not a great game. 234 yards and 1 interception.
Mariota only 139 yards and 1 interception.
Yeah,
so
just
not much
teams
to show. But definitely more of a run-heavy game. Chubb with 118 yards and a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt with 49. And
Jacoby Brissett did have a rushing touchdown.
Oh, that's true. And then for the Falcons, Cordarrelle Patterson had 38 and a touchdown. But then he did get that. He did get injured.
Yeah, his knee was definitely bothering him beforehand. They still let him play, gets the touchdown, but then, you know, leaves the game early with a...
Yeah, so now he's on injury reserve.
But, you know, Tyler... how do you...
Allegier.
So, yeah, Allegier. Gets 10 carries, 84 yards, so filling in pretty nicely.
He should be the main RB1 for the next few weeks until Cordarrelle Patterson can come back.
But the offense was... I mean, this was a even though the score was high, this was definitely a defensive game for sure. I mean, the
receivers for the Falcons just couldn't really get anything going.
And Drake London, only 2 catches.
Kyle Pitts only with 1.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts has to be severely disappointing his fantasy owners.
Yeah.
He's still looking for that week, and it just hasn't come yet.
Yeah, seriously. But, I mean, definitely a not as exciting game. Definitely not having Myles Garrett for the Browns hurt them a lot. They also didn't have Jadeveon Clowney, so a lot of key injuries for them, but just couldn't really get the win. And yeah, Falcons
moved to 2-2, and Browns moved to 2-2.
So yeah,
but Falcons do have the Bucks this week. Bucks, 49ers, and then Bengals. So
definitely some
pretty
tough
schedule moving forward. And then taking a look at the Browns coming up, it looks like they have Chargers, Patriots, Ravens, Bengals. So both teams have pretty tough matchups coming up.
Tough schedules. All right, then we can move on to next game. Commanders at Cowboys, where the Cowboys get a 25-10 win and move to 3-1. I mean, Cooper Rush has been playing out of his mind recently.
He's undefeated undefeated as a starter this year.
Yeah, absolutely insane. Playing amazing and, you know, gets 2 touchdowns, 223 passing yards. He's been playing amazing, and he loves his number one receiver, CeeDee Lamb, 97 yards and a touchdown for him.
No, Brown was 61 too. Zeke, 49 yards on the ground. Tony Pollard, only 6 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Which, surprising for him.
Mm-hmm. And while the Commanders didn't give up as much sacks, only let up 2 sacks, Carson Wentz still struggles with only... He had 42 pass attempts and only 170 yards to show for it.
He started off the season, or the start of the season, the Commanders started off, like, at least for Carson Wentz, like, in fantasy, just started going off, and then now it's just been back-to-back, just terrible weeks.
Mm-hmm. 170 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, not a great game. And then the run game looks like it's starting to, get split with the rushing, especially with Brian Robinson coming back, who is supposed to be the projected RB1 for the Commanders. So definitely...
Is he coming back for this week?
I think he might be back this week. As I'm not sure if everyone knows, he did get shot just a couple weeks before the season started. Shot in the leg, comes back, and he's been slowly but surely coming back. And I think he's supposed to be RB1, so if you don't have him in your fantasy league, I definitely recommend
picking him check up. The waiver wires.
Gibson with 49 rushing yards, Jonathan Williams with 48, and McKissick with 40. So
definitely a split backfield.
Yeah.
But, I think the main thing, Cooper Rush, I think Dak, I'm pretty sure Dak's...
He might be coming back this week.
I think they're saying that he wasn't... I think I saw something like saying he wasn't, like, super confident, like, holding the ball.
They'll
probably play it safe and just sit him another week with how Cooper Rush is playing. I mean, they do have the Rams, but... Rams are coming off a bad week, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
So I could probably see Cooper Rush getting another start.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta be pretty happy for a Cowboys fan. I mean, when Dak Prescott went out, everyone's nervous. But
thought the season was over, and they're
3-1 with Dak on the comeback soon. So very optimistic for the Cowboys for sure. All Commanders, not so much.
Next game, Eagles at the Jags, where the Eagles get a 29. Actually, I think it might have been at Eagles.
It was
Jags at Eagles, where the Eagles get a 29-21 victory, and staying undefeated at 4-0. Big game.
Definitely not their best game for the Eagles. I mean, the Jaguars started off hot.
Yeah, 14-0 lead to start, and then 29 unanswered points.
Yeah, that was... I was surprised by that. I mean...
Yeah.
There was... I know it was definitely... Like, the rain... I remember seeing it on TV.
There was a lot of rain.
It was, like, a lot of rain, which definitely hurt.
That hurt Trevor Lawrence a lot. He had four lost fumbles.
That was mainly what I think lost the game.
Yeah, he...
And just, an interception.
Just could not hold on to the ball. Yeah, did have an interception. Only 174 yards and two touchdowns. And they didn't even... I would have thought that they would have ran the ball more. Didn't even do that much. Only, you know, 16 carries between their two backs, so...
And Jalen Hurts, only 204 passing yards, but Miles Sanders with 27 carries, 134 yards, and two touchdowns. So they definitely
they ran
kept the ball on the ground, which was probably smarter with that weather.
And A.J. Brown still had a... A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert have just been consistently putting up tons of yards and receptions. A.J. Brown with 95 and Dallas Goedert with 72. So, you know, just a couple big weeks from those two. Definitely looking like...
Eagles' only undefeated team. They're sitting at 4-0. They have the Cardinals, Cowboys, Saints, Texans, Commanders coming up, so...
They could be staying that
they
way.
Could honestly stand undefeated for a while if Jalen Hurts continues. Like I said, only 115 pass attempts. That reset. 25 pass attempts, 204 yards, but... And I guess 38 yards on the ground. So, I mean, I think that was more of a weather thing, but still.
Yeah.
Eagles
defense has been playing
Eagles
great.
Eagles defense and offense is looking great. So, very optimistic for them. And then Jaguars moved to 2-2.
Yeah, I wouldn't base the Jaguars off that game. Yeah, I mean,
Trevor Lawrence and the offense has definitely been looking, compared to last season especially.
Yeah, a lot better.
I mean, they have Texans, Colts, Giants, Broncos coming up, so
yeah.
Winnable games definitely.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. All right, you want to talk about the next game?
Next game looks like we have Bills at Ravens, where the Bills win 23-20, with the Ravens choking yet another... another game. Very tough to watch.
Which they have now blown the same amount of 17-point leads this season as they have playoff wins since 2009. Wow. Not the type of stat that you want to have
pretty
as a
interesting,
team.
Interesting stat there.
And I think it all has to do with John Harbaugh has done this so much. He goes for it with... If you're on 4th-and-5... and it's a tie game, he goes for it usually, which, you know, it's risky to do that, and sometimes it will pay off, but I just feel like it hasn't paid off for them. Lamar throws a pick with not much time left, which leaves the Bills to go all the way downfield and kick a game-winning field goal, I believe.
And yeah, Baltimore was up 20-10 at half, and they just get shut out in the second half. Let the Bills get 13 unanswered points, and then... just come back from behind and beat them.
Yeah, just not a great game by the Ravens. Lamar, who I had as one of my MVP candidates, only 144 passing yards, one touchdown, two picks. Did have 73 rushing yards, so he's continuing his dominance on the ground. But
Josh Allen, 213, 70 yards on the ground, so two big
rushing games
from quarterbacks. But Stephon Diggs, only 62 yards.
Which,
for him, I guess is low, but...
For, like, most players. But, yeah, definitely, there was one crazy play in this game where it looked like Lamar was about to get sacked, and then basically heaves it up. Mark Andrews, like, tips it up in the air right into Devin Duvernay's hands, which, that was probably the craziest play of this game. But, I mean, overall, definitely... not the type of game that you want to see from the Ravens, especially at home. You know those fans went home very disappointed. But
yeah, so Ravens move to 2-2. They have the Bengals, Giants, Browns coming up next.
I had a couple winnable games.
Yeah, but with how they're choking though.
Yeah, definitely.
There's definitely still some concerns, but. Overall, they're still just one of the most skilled teams in the league, for sure. And then Bills have the Steelers coming up. Then they have Chiefs, Packers, Jets. So, could be some good games in there for the Bills. But
all right. Next game, we have the Cardinals at the Panthers, where the Cardinals get a 26-16 win. Cardinals obviously are the better team. I think everyone was expecting them to win this game. Kyler Murray had 207 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. So, not the greatest game in the world, but definitely a serviceable game, with Marquise Brown getting 88 yards and a touchdown for that offense. So, definitely a pretty big game for him, but Baker Mayfield continues to struggle.
With 197, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. McCaffrey only 27 yards on the ground. Did have 81 receiving yards and a touchdown, but I'm surprised that they're not looking to put Sam Darnold in. At least find something, because Baker Mayfield has just proven that offenses just don't really work through him.
Yeah, seriously. He's overthrown DJ Moore multiple times. I think, OBJ last season was right whenever he had his dad make that, I'm not sure if you remember that, OBJ's dad made, like, a highlight reel of all the times.
He did?
Baker Mayfield missed wide open OBJ, and he put it out into the public, so, definitely.
If you're a receiver in that room, you're just wanting to get out of there.
I think
Sam Darnold's a better overall quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. The team, who knows? Maybe if they keep doing this bad, they might be drafting a quarterback in this upcoming QB class, which I think is pretty good. So definitely a good year to draft a QB. But, definitely needs some type of spark for that offense.
Carolina, they're now 1-3. They got a pretty tough schedule ahead with 49ers, Rams, Bucks, Falcons. So not much upside looking for Carolina at all.
One interesting thing about the Cardinals, J.J. Watt on the Cardinals, a couple days before the game, he had to have his heart, beat back into sync. And just like a couple days before the game, and he played.
He played.
So, good on him. Didn't really do much. Only had 3 total tackles. So, didn't do much. But definitely good on him to even be out there playing that game. So, but, yeah.
Next up, we have the Broncos at Raiders, where the Raiders win 32-23, picking up their first win, finally, of the season. Now 1-3, which
3 big win and
desperately
Broncos
needed.
Just continue to struggle.
Russell Wilson 237, 2 touchdowns,
and a rushing
was sacked 3 times. Derek Carr 188, no touchdowns, no interceptions. But Josh Jacobs with a pretty big game, 28
huge
carries,
game.
144 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah,
and Devontae Adams 100 yard receiving game.
Yeah, definitely a big game. Max Crosby, 2 sacks. He's continuing his dominance, but
the main story is Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
With a terrible knee injury.
Yeah, I believe he tore his ACL and his LCL.
MCL, or something.
MCL, yeah.
Yeah, but his whole knee's
just
messed
busted
up. So
he will be out for the rest of the season. Truly unfortunate, especially because Melvin Gordon has just been fumbling the ball every single time he touched it. He had a costly fumble, which led to a Raiders fumble 6. So he's just been giving up some costly turnovers. And the Broncos, even though they are at 2-2,
they're playing like an 0-4 team.
Yeah, they're playing really bad. Get a lucky win last week against
Wilson just has not been, I knew it would take a while for him to get figured out in that offense, but they still just have not looked like a solid offense yet. What was that one stat you said about Geno Smith?
Oh, yeah. If Geno Smith were to throw, I believe the next 38 pass attempts directly into the ground, he would still have a better completion percentage than Russell Wilson this season, which is just insane to think about.
For how, I mean, for how much, I don't know what his, what like the full salary or trade was, but
yeah, he got a lot of money.
Yeah, he is not looking great.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely not a great start to the season for the Broncos and Russell Wilson.
But looking ahead for the Raiders, they are they do move to 1-3, still last in the AFC West. They do have the Chiefs this week, but then they have Texans, Saints, Jaguars, Colts, Broncos, Seahawks. So I mean, it's going to be a test this week. But if they can play good, I'm optimistic that
yeah, they
their
could,
season's
they,
not
they
over.
They could try and turn it around. A couple more losses though, and it's not looking great for them.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they've played hard opponents to start.
Yeah, definitely.
And then Broncos are 2-2. They have the Colts this week, which you never know how the Colts are playing right now. But then Chargers, Jets, Jaguars. I still don't have much faith in the Broncos yet. Somehow second in the AFC West, but
yeah. And then we can move on to the next game, where Patriots at Lambeau against the Packers, where the Packers squeak out a 27-24 win in overtime. Oof, this game, you know, was giving me some heart attacks. the Patriots, Brian Hoyer, within, I think, maybe the second drive, gets a concussion, leaves the game early, brings in Bailey Zappe.
So that's their third.
Yeah, third string rookie
quarterback.
And he's a rookie too, so wasn't expecting to play probably at all this season. And he's in. He went 10 for 15, 99 yards, and a touchdown. Definitely, they relied on the run game a lot more.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah, rookie quarterback, don't want to make him do too much, but.
I mean,
yeah.
Gotta give him credit. Going up first game against
Aaron Rodgers and the
away
Packers.
Game against a pretty solid Packers team.
And the you know Packers, Aaron Rodgers, 251 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. Just didn't really play great. He definitely picked it up after halftime. He played a lot better, picked it up a lot, but you know, definitely was a bit. Scared for a bit there. Romeo Dobbs did drop a touchdown near the end of the game.
I mean, he should have caught it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough falling on the ground. The ball just came out, but
yeah, but it clearly came out because I know they were reviewing that one for a while.
And Alan Lazard shows that he is the number one wide receiver here with 116 receiving yards. So big game for Alan Lazard and the rookie Christian Watson. Gets his first ever career touchdown. So it was rushing, but still. And also Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones, great game. 110, and A.J. Dillon, 73. So definitely both teams relied on the run this game, but came down pretty close in overtime.
Yeah, but, Rashawn Gary definitely.
Crosby makes the extra point at the end. Definitely, if you're a Packers fan, I mean, well, I guess for you, definitely didn't want to be that close going up, especially
against
the third string.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take a win, but I don't know. The team's been playing a bit iffy recently. Rashawn Gary is up to the second most sacks in the league right now, which he's been playing amazing recently, so you love to see that. But definitely they need to, you know, work some things out. They got right now a pretty easy coming up schedule. They got Giants, Jets, Commanders, and then they got a tough game against the Bills in Buffalo, but definitely need to capitalize on the next three games versus some lesser opponents. Next week they are going to London, so definitely going to be an interesting game to see that. But yeah, I mean, overall, definitely not the cleanest game, but a win's a win. So.
And then we have the Sunday night game up next, Chiefs at Bucks, with the Chiefs winning 41-31. Pretty high scoring game. Chiefs were up the whole game, pretty much dominating.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, 249 yards, three touchdowns, and one interception, which isn't great, but he was making some insane throws.
And yeah, Tom Brady, 52 pass attempts. He has 385 yards, 3 touchdowns, and
they rushed the ball.
They rushed the ball 6 total times for a total of 3 yards.
Yeah, I mean,
so you can kind of just tell they were behind. They went all down, game.
Yeah, so quickly. I think the fumble off the kickoff.
Fumble off the kickoff, and then
turned to a quick Travis Kelce touchdown. But yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So majority of the game was just Chiefs running it. Hilaire gets 19 carries, so 92 yards and a touchdown. And yeah, Bucks.
Mike Evans played great. 8 receptions, 103 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So great game.
Godwin, 7 receptions. Fournette, 7 receptions. Just a lot of passing coming from the Bucks. But Chiefs offense, obviously great, but Bucks defense cannot.
Yeah, it's weird. Some weeks they'll be playing so good, and then sometimes
they'll just like completely just like shut out teams, and then get 41 dropped on them. But
yeah, Bucks definitely had a pretty tough start to the schedule, I'd say. But definitely got some easier games for the next 3. They got Falcons, Steelers, Panthers. So definitely got to capitalize on playing some of those lesser opponents, and hopefully get some wins in this next 3 weeks. But yeah, definitely I feel like I don't know why they weren't really rushing the ball much. I know they were down big, but I feel like that's a big part of their offense.
We only have like 6 carries in a game.
Yeah,
like you can't just strictly rely on passing for basically the whole game.
Yeah, so definitely did lose 2 fumbles, so That's probably the biggest killer of the game.
Yeah, I mean, the main one starting out the game, that kind of just set the tone for them, but
yeah.
And then moving into the last game of the week, Monday night,
what?
A little bit opposite of scoring, with the 49ers beating the Rams 24-9.
Yeah, definitely not what we were expecting. 49ers just owning the Rams. Matthew Stafford, god-awful. He choked me in my fantasy matchup, which was happy.
Tell them your scenario, because that was very unfortunate.
Yeah, for some context, I was up by 25 points against Luke, which some of you might not know him, but I was up by 25 points. All he has left is the Rams kicker and the 49ers defense. I thought it was a for sure win, already writing him off. And close to the end of the game, I was fine. I was good. I was still up by tons of points. And then Matthew Stafford, of course, throws a pick 6. Like, of course he does. And then he fumbles. And then just Matthew Stafford, choked that fantasy game for me. So I ended up losing. But
Dana has a very deep disappointment with this game. But
yeah,
I mean, the Rams offense couldn't even get a single touchdown.
Yeah.
And, I mean, their defense didn't even look great either. I mean, they did let up some big plays. Jeff Wilson, 74 yards and a touchdown. He did have that pretty big carry. And then Debo, 6 receptions, 115 and a touchdown.
Yeah,
he
had that was. The Rams touchdown. Just couldn't they just tackle.
Couldn't tackle him. Jalen Ramsey missed a tackle.
Yeah, just a lot of missed tackles. And just a lot of pressure by the 49ers defense. Nick Bosa, 2 sacks.
Yeah.
Samson, Ebukam.
The Rams, the Rams did have a lot. I remember them saying they have a lot of missing. They had a lot of injuries on their O-line. I think they had a 3rd string in too during the game, which definitely hurts them. But Matthew Stafford sacked 7 times.
And
so
then I feel like he would only throw to Cooper Kupp.
I mean, yeah, Cooper Kupp, 14 receptions, which is career high for him.
Yeah,
122 yards. Yeah.
And I feel like every play, it was just, look, where's Cooper Kupp? Where's Cooper Kupp?
Yeah.
He would just nonstop. Same with Tyler Higbee, 10 receptions, 73 yards. Allen Lazard. Allen Robinson. Such a shock.
Yeah, still disappointing, especially for fantasy last season and continues this season.
Yeah, just
And on the ground, Henderson, 27 yards. Cam Akers, 13. Just the Rams' offense. I was just shocked.
The Super Bowl hangover is definitely might be in full effect for the Rams. I mean,
the Rams just always find a way to choke against the 49ers.
Yeah, and then I mean, 3 weeks they're playing them again, so
they're gonna have to bounce back.
Yeah, seriously. I mean,
after Jimmy Garoppolo, like after they played last week when Jimmy Garoppolo when they lost to the Broncos 11-10, I was like, I didn't have much faith in them. I was like, Rams defense?
Yeah, I mean,
if they're only putting 10 up against the Broncos.
Yeah.
But
definitely not.
Very surprising.
Very surprising.
So Rams, yeah, Rams only 9 points. Let's see who they have coming up next. Looks like they got Cowboys, yeah. Panthers, and the 49ers again, and Buccaneers, so
definitely.
I mean, besides the Panthers, still
tough games.
No free games there.
Yeah, and then for the 49ers coming up, they have Panthers, Falcons, then they do have the Chiefs, which, you know, could be a tough game, but, you know, we'll have to see how the season goes for them. I definitely don't trust them, but they've shown some very bright spots. But yeah.
So that wraps up all the game recaps for week 4.
Pretty good games. A lot of close games. I'm pretty sure I saw a stat that said this first 4 weeks, there's been the most games decided by 3 points or less in NFL history.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of close games this season, which I honestly think is better. I love close games. They make it more exciting to watch. So I'm not complaining. Definitely not.
Yeah, hopefully we can continue that for week 5. Before we get into our week 5 predictions, we can just go over just some news. I mean, we talked about some of this already. Obviously, Cordell Patterson on IR with his knee injury, and Javonte Williams out for the season.
Yeah.
Definitely two key players there. So Melvin Gordon, Latavius Murray, and Mike Boone will be the shared backfield for the Broncos moving forward. I'm not sure who. I mean, Melvin Gordon is the main guy, but
yeah,
he's
been fumbling a lot. So
yeah, they did just sign Latavius Murray, so mm-hmm. he could get most of the work there. And then we have Dak Prescott. I'm pretty sure he's not gonna be playing this coming week. Which I mean, by the time the game rolls around,
because
this will come out way before then. But
yeah, we'll have to
see. Cooper Rush is probably the safe bet, and then Keenan Allen still day to day,
but I think he's looking more positive.
Yeah, definitely. So if you have him in fantasy, you may be able to get him to start this week. But Jonathan Taylor, another big injury. He's probably, he says questionable for week 5, but I'm pretty sure he's out for at least a couple weeks.
Yeah.
He's been missing practice this week.
Mm-hmm. And DeAndre Swift and Amon-Ra St. Brown are questionable, but are definitely looking on the positive side to maybe get back into next week.
And then Kamara should be coming back this week, but we don't know for sure yet.
Yeah, it's definitely a question. I mean, last week he just disappears out of nowhere, so definitely unfortunate. But so then we can go to our record predictions for this upcoming week. I am sitting at 35-29-1, and Vinny's sitting at 39-25-1. So, you know, Vinny still's got that 4-game lead, so I need to.
I think it was mainly week 1. Week 1 you kind of choked, because we had the same.
This week we both went 11-5, so respectable. Not too bad. But yeah, we can get into these predictions for this week. Starting off with Thursday Night Football, Colts at Broncos. Who do you got?
This one, I mean, this one could go either way. My instincts are saying Colts, because I've been saying Colts every game,
yeah,
and they still disappoint. Now I don't have Jonathan Taylor, but at the same time, the Broncos, you know, they lost Javonte, and they're still not looking good. But I'm going to give it to the Colts. I think they have to win this game.
Yeah, battle of the horses. I'm going to go with Broncos here. I don't know. I feel like Russell Wilson played not great last week, but played better. And the Colts are just a huge question mark every single week.
I mean, both teams are. This game could either be really close or just a blowout on one side.
So definitely going to be an interesting game, but I'm going to go Broncos for this.
All right, and then next up, Giants at Packers.
In London, Sunday morning. So everyone make sure to set your fantasy teams for this game. But yeah, I got this one going to the Packers pretty easily. I think the Giants are decent, but I don't know. I think this should easily go to the Packers.
I'm going to go Packers as well, but I mean, I wouldn't say... I mean, they kept it pretty close this week with the Patriots,
true.
And the Giants are 3-1, and they have been looking pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm not. I wouldn't say this is going to be easy win compared to this week for the Packers, but I think that the Packers should be able to win if they play as good as they should.
The next up, Lions at Patriots. Who do you have here?
I'm going with Lions here. I mean, you know, they did get the loss. Both teams lost this week. I'm not sure. Is Mac Jones supposed to come back?
I'm not exactly sure. He might be out for
a long time. If he's still out, I'm just going to go Lions for sure then.
Yeah. But
especially if they can get Amon-Ra back and Swift. And Patriots defense, I don't think we'll give them too much trouble with how many points they've been scoring on offense. But then again, their defense has been letting up a lot, too. But I'm going Lions.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I'm going Patriots here. I don't know.
Why?
The Patriots, their quarterback, you know, for a third stringer, he played pretty good. And I don't know. I can see this one going to the Patriots. I think since it's also, you know, in New England, I think, you know, that crowd won't be as loud for the rookie, and you know, I can see the Patriots winning this game, so yeah, we'll have to see.
We'll see. And then up next we have Chargers at Browns. I think we both have this one going to the Chargers.
Yeah, this one should go to the Chargers, even though the Browns, I'm not sure if Myles Garrett will be back. I don't believe so, but
I mean,
yeah, the Chargers, you know,
plus they'll probably have Keenan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Chargers definitely haven't been playing like as good as they
got a lot of injuries on the defense too.
Yeah, but yeah, Browns haven't offense is just really been looking great.
Yeah, so yeah, that one's Chargers pretty easily. Next up, Titans at Jaguars. Definitely could be an interesting game, depending on which way it goes.
I'm gonna go Jaguars here. I mean, pretty kind of a misstep this week for them, but you know. That was mainly Trevor Lawrence, the fumbles. They did play the Eagles. I think Titans will still give them some trouble, but I think...
That's actually a typo. It's Texans at Jaguars.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I was looking through the schedule, and I was like, oh, the Titans are playing two games. That is a typo on my part. It's Texans at Jaguars.
Oh.
Still
Jaguars.
Yeah,
then,
still
for me.
Keeps my pick the same, but yeah. Definitely a typo, so that's my bad. And the next game, Falcons at Bucks. Who do you got here? I feel like.
Bucks.
I feel like the Falcons can randomly play really good, but no, it should go to the Bucks fairly easily.
Especially if the Bucks defense plays like the Bucks defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
It's
Marcus Mariota and the Falcons. See, I think if the Bucks have any issues this game, then
yeah, definitely gonna be a question mark for their season. It's gonna be a big what happened.
And then we have Steelers at Bills. What's your thoughts here?
I mean, I'd love to see the Steelers get a win in Buffalo. I think that'd be great, especially with Kenny Pickett starting. But I just can't see the Bills losing this game.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I mean, obviously Steelers fans, but I can't let my bias get in the way of both the last 2 weeks, I think. So, you know, as much as I want Kenny Pickett to win, I think that would be amazing.
Especially
against the Bills.
Pitt fans need something to cheer for after a tough week against Georgia Tech.
Very depressing sports week in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Bills shouldn't have any problems. But who knows? Maybe Kenny Pickett, he has a full game.
Yeah, you never know. So we'll have to see. But next up, Dolphins at the Jets. No Tua.
Yeah, this one, I'm a bit unsure about it because, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is starting, but like, he didn't look bad,
and I definitely think that overall the Dolphins team is definitely better, but I still got this one going to the Jets.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree. I think Zach Wilson looked pretty good against the Steelers defense. I think that, I mean, they got Breece Hall too, who is looking great as well. I think. And the Jets' defense has sneakily been doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think, I can see this one going to the Jets.
So, yeah, without Tua, I'm going to go Jets here.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up, we got Bears at Vikings. Definitely be, I don't know, I think since it's in Minnesota, with how the Bears' defense and offense have been playing... Yeah.
I think this is Vikings easily.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy Vikings game.
Yeah, Justin Fields and the offense are going to have to work something out. But I could see a big Justin Jefferson week here and Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
That should be pretty easily Vikings.
Yeah. Next up, Titans at Commanders. This one is the Titans. And, I got this one going to the Commanders. I don't know why something is just telling me Commanders, but...
I'm going to have to disagree. I mean, Titans are coming off a more solid week.
It's true.
I think, Commanders have not looked great the past 2 weeks. I think they're just going to rely on Derrick Henry, and I think he will get the job done for them.
I think the thing for me is the Titans don't have a great pass rush, and I think... The Commanders play a lot better when they aren't getting pressured 24/7, so I don't know, something's telling the Commanders.
I think it should still be a good game.
Yeah, for sure.
And next up, we have Seahawks at Saints. What are you thinking here?
Seahawks at Saints. This might be a bit bold of a choice, but I'm going Seahawks. I feel like their offense can be, a bit wishy-washy every once in a while, but... I think the Saints have been struggling pretty bad recently, so I got this one going to the Seahawks. How about you?
I mean, I want to say Seahawks too, especially after, this last week's performance. But I'm just gonna get, something's just telling me Saints.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna disagree there, but they did look. I mean, they let up. Neither team's defense is like anything special, but. Depends how the Seahawks offense plays. If they play like how they just did, then I can see it going Seahawks. Yeah. But I'm going to stick with Saints.
All right. Next up, 49ers at Panthers. Who do you have?
49ers. I mean, not much to say.
Yeah, Panthers 49ers.
Have been able to figure it out. 49ers coming off a pretty good week. She's pretty much shutting out the Rams, aside from 3 field goals, but... Yeah, I don't think Jimmy G will have any issues against the Panthers here.
Yeah, I agree.
And with that defense, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield's going to have one of the worst games ever. But, next up, Eagles at Cardinals. Could definitely be Eagles' first loss, but I got to go into the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a tougher, one of their tougher matchups to start, but... I could see the Eagles staying undefeated.
Yeah.
They just looked so great. Offense and defense has just looked great. So great up to this point. So I don't see them slowing down yet. But definitely will give them... It should give them a challenge, though.
Yeah. All right. Next up. Cowboys at Rams. Who do you have?
Cowboys at Rams. Honestly...
It's a tough
this
choice.
This is tough. Like,
I at first I thought I was gonna go Rams, but I'm just after thinking about it, I'm just switching to Cowboys now. I think Cooper Rush, the Rams just I don't trust their offense. It's too one dimensional.
I don't know. I mean, I have Rams here written down, but I'll stick with Rams. They, you know, very disappointing performance this week, but if their defense plays how they should be able to hold the Cowboys to pretty low score, but
Definitely gonna be an interesting game to watch.
Definitely could go either way. I'm gonna say Rams, but I'm unsure about it, but
All right, next up, Ravens. Or the Ravens are hosting the Bengals. Who do you
this
have?
This one could go either way, too. I mean, there's definitely a lot of good matchups this week, I gotta say.
I agree.
I'm gonna go Ravens here, but, you know, Bengals have been looking good, and the Ravens have been blowing leads, but the Ravens, I don't know. I'm going to go Ravens, but I could go either way. It's tough to say.
Ravens with back-to-back weeks. I think, for me at least, the only reason I'm going Ravens is kind of just because it's at home. I think playing in Baltimore is a bit hard for away teams.
That's true. But that would definitely help them.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Ravens as well.
And then our last game, Raiders at Chiefs.
Monday Night Football.
What's your thoughts?
Raiders did just get a big win. I do think it was against a struggling Broncos team, though, so I got this one going to the Chiefs, especially in Arrowhead.
Yeah.
I think I should easily go
like
to the
I
Chiefs.
Really, I want the Raiders to keep moving forward. You know, they are 1-3, and they do need, it is a big divisional matchup, but I don't, the Chiefs have just been looking, their offense has been just looking too good. And, you know, I mean, the Raiders have they have other winnable games after this, but, yeah, I gotta give it to the Chiefs.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But, that about wraps up everything we had to talk about for this episode. Definitely a lot of great games and a lot of great games happening in the future.
Yeah, a lot of close games, which,
you know, I think makes it more exciting, so I'm not complaining.
So, yeah, we'll see how these predictions play out, but there's a lot of toss-ups this week. I'm definitely unsure about most.
Yeah, there's
a majority of these games.
So we'll have to see, just how it plays out. So, I mean, yeah, that's about all we have. Definitely make sure to go and follow us on all of our socials. Follow us on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or you know wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure follow our TikTok, which is at PlayActionPod, and Instagram too, which is the.PlayActionPod.
So. Yeah, we'll be posting on there a little more.
Yeah, definitely.
We haven't as much, but
haven't posted as much. Might be starting to post maybe some of our TikToks over there, or even making some new videos just for the Instagram followers. So definitely make sure to go over and follow there, but.
That about wraps us up for this week.
Yeah, don't
thank you guys for listening. We will see you next week for the week 5 recap.
Yep. All right. See you guys.